You're listening to Leaders Portfolio at leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, here with the president of Federated Information Technologies, Matthew Buchholz. Welcome to Leaders Portfolio, Matthew.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for having me.
And Federated Information Technologies was ranked number 523 on the Inc. 5000 list. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
You just missed the 500.
That's right. We were going for 522. That's
right. And it's Federated Information Technology located in Washington, D.C. It's a service-disabled, veteran-owned, 100% Native American-owned business that designs and integrates IT networks for both commercial and government sectors.
That's correct. Yeah, spot on.
Now, you don't look Native American to me, are you?
Yes, we
you
are.
You are.
We are. Yes, my father was born and raised on an Indian reservation. And married a woman from Mississippi, and I got the Irish-looking genes. But I guarantee you, the rest of the family has the high cheekbones and dark hair.
Now, what's good Native American cooking? What are some of the good foods?
Well, unfortunately, it's fried.
Everything's
so,
fried.
That's right. So we have to learn to eat healthy.
Now, you and your brother founded this company in 2002, and what made you kind of pair with your brother and decide to form this?
Well, he's one of my best friends, and we had an idea that we were going to start something that was going to be pretty amazing. And his background was military, as was mine. He was retired Army, service disabled vet, and he was in the Army Special Forces, and I'm a retired Marine Corps officer. And so when we started this project, we had that customer base in mind, and I couldn't have imagined a better partner than him, someone I trust completely and whose advice I seek on a daily basis.
And so you could have been retired, but you decided you want to work hard.
That's right. You know, we could have just sat back and enjoyed the fruits of the retirement, but it's a rare thing these days for people to choose a life of service. And quick story: when I was growing up, my father, who had come up through abject poverty growing up on the reservation, at 17 joined the Navy, and it was the first time that he had experienced a bed with sheets, shoes that weren't hand-me-downs, 3 square meals a day, and he got to see the world. And because we were Navy brats and raised in that family, we got to see the world as well. And he would just constantly tell us how much he loved military service and what it had done to change his life. And he told us, I don't care what you do in your life. I'm not going to try to influence you one way or the other, as long as you become an officer in the Navy or the Marine Corps. So when we grew up,
you can choose anything you want,
anything
here or
in
here.
The world. That's right. We knew that we would at some point go to college, get commissioned, and serve our country in that fashion, and we did.
And your brother, he's a retired U.S. Army Special Operations Communications Officer.
That's right. That's
right. And you are a retired U.S. Marine Corps Officer for 23 years.
That's right. Yeah. The career was a good one. I got a chance to see the world and experience a lot of different leadership styles throughout my career. I served in Asia and Africa and the Middle East, et cetera. And on one of my NATO tours, I proposed to my wife. And we've been married 15 years now, 3 fantastic kids.
And are you raising them to be
I gave them, I gave them the same
options.
No, I don't put the pressure on them like that. They have an opportunity to experience the American dream just like any other citizen here. And so the world is their oyster, and if they want to own a small business like I do, or serve their country in the military, or go into others, some other type of service, then I strongly support them.
You mentioned that you learned a lot about leadership from the military. Tell me what specifically you learned.
When a young man or woman first joins the military, it can be a fairly intimidating experience because the first type of leadership that they're exposed to is, of course, the yelling. They get off the bus and there's someone right in their face using intimidation to break them down and tell them, move left, move right, drop this, pick up that. And it can be very disorienting for somebody. That's a type of leadership that unfortunately people carry with, hey, that's the first impression, and this is something that I should emulate. But leadership is very much about consensus building, and you don't have to be the smartest person in the room. In fact, you don't want to be. You want to surround yourself with people that are much smarter than you. Solicit their opinions, but when it's time to make a decision, you make it and you step forward smartly. Don't always have to strive for the 100% solution. The 80% solution is generally good enough, and don't let a better plan, be the enemy of something that is good right now.
That's good. Do you find that a lot of the military leadership advice also works in the private sector?
Sometimes it does. Sometimes you need to plant your foot squarely in someone's backside to get them moving. Get those minor course corrections to correct actions. And other times you need to put your arm around somebody and talk about, what's on their mind and why this or that product wasn't as good as it can be. But one of your obligations as a leader is to set the example. And so you have to set the pace of play. You have to set the right attitude. And if your attitude is one of something that is positive, something that is optimistic, then that attitude can be contagious. So there's many different leadership styles that you can apply to business, and not everything in the military translates over. One thing that you experience in the military is that your orders, your directions have behind them the force of law. You don't have that in the commercial sector. And so you have to convince your employees, your teammates, your team members, partners, that you have a clear vision. You have to clearly communicate that vision, and you have to get them to take ownership, not just of what your corporate goals are, but of the projects that they are undertaking. And then with your example, an example of excellence, you want to instill that in your people.
Now, your people are 50% of your employees are military veterans, and 14%
That's
right. are active in the military reserves or National Guard.
That's right.
Do you think if you didn't have a military background, you would be as effective a CEO with a 50% employee of military veterans?
Well, there's a reason why, and there's several reasons why we reach out to the military community. One is our customer base. Our customer base is Department of Homeland Security, Department of Defense, the intelligence community, federal law enforcement, and these organizations are ones that are structured and have as their purpose protecting or advancing the national information infrastructure. So the type of people, engineers, analysts that we hire, need to be comfortable in that structured environment and understand that sometimes it's mission before morale, and that you have to take pride in what you do, in that it's not always just a paycheck. Something else has to motivate you to get out of bed in the morning and go to work. And the people that we have on our staff, our teammates, they understand that. Just because they got out of the military doesn't necessarily mean that they're any less patriotic. They retired from their career of service, and now they want to serve in some other capacity. And serving these organizations that align with their professional goals is a natural one.
So do you recruit them, or do they find you?
Sometimes it's both.
Okay.
We definitely have outreach, and there's lots of ways to reach out to the veteran community. There's a Military Officers Association. There's Blue to Gray, hiring programs, et cetera. But sometimes it's just word of mouth. When you're supporting a customer and you're inside, sometimes it's the referrals. And most of our new hires come from employee referrals, which is fantastic. So we must be doing something right if our employees are recommending our company. And some of the things that we are doing right, we have incredible suite of benefits for our people. And we really try to take care. We invest heavily in their education and their retirement. And their time off, and it really pays huge dividends. Recruiting can be very expensive, but over the last 3 years, we have experienced a retention rate that is in excess of 90%, and that is a huge metric for those of us in the IT industry. When the average hovers somewhere around 80%, turnover can be very expensive, but our retention is something that we're very proud of.
Good for for you. Good for you. We're speaking with Matthew Buchholz, president of Federated Information Technologies. I want to talk about leadership with your brother. Obviously, when we talk about CEOs who are partners, people often say it's like a marriage. What is, you know, not only do you have a partner, but you've got a brother, which you said earlier is your best friend.
Those of us who are married know that marriage can sometimes be, difficult, but it's ultimately fantastic. And it's a worthwhile thing to invest in. My relationship with my brother, when you have two type A personalities in the same room, you have to clearly define what the boundaries are. My role as president is at the top of the pyramid, looking in, taking care of operations, and I am in charge and responsible for a variety of subjects that I need to be savvy on, need to be smart on: financial, HR, legal, contracts, marketing, etc. So I need to focus on that. The CEO at the top of the pyramid, looking out, is more focused on sales and those strategic partnerships and establishing those relationships. He can go out and kill it, turn it back to us, and we have a great team of people who can then skin it and eat it.
And so did it take you, you founded this, was it 2002? Did you figure that out pretty quickly?
Oh, it was incredible timing. No sooner did we found the company and had our first contract win. It was a $10 million win with the Department of Veterans Affairs, a fantastic project. No sooner did we kick off that project than I get recalled to active duty and was gone for most of 2003. So sometimes timing works in your favor, and sometimes you have to come back and pick up the pieces. And we did came back and really kind of kicked things off in early 2004.
Wow. It's like the economy, right? Things come at you, and you got to solve it no matter what. I'm sure you learned crisis management in the military.
a little bit, right?
Yeah,
you know, I'm sure the economy is a big topic, for a lot of, not just small business, but the mid-sized players and the large, as well. And the economy has its ups and downs, but one of the reasons that we are doing well, we're not bankrupt, we're not losing people, we're not seeing an erosion of our work share. We're growing, as is evidenced by, some of the recent awards that we have. And one of the keys for our success is adaptability. We take a look at what's going on in the economy and say, all right, well, where are the trends? Are customers trending positively or negatively? What's their acquisition strategies? Let's take a look at the field that we're in with information technology. And that changes so fast. We have to keep on top of that all the time and educate our people into how best to service our customers.
And the other thing, on top of, getting your retention rate up and all those things, is also the space you're in, which is the federal government. And so that's almost like the luck of the draw, right? You ended up in the right space for this current economic crisis.
I strongly believe that you make your own luck. Sometimes you roll the dice and, I win, I rolled sevens. Fantastic. But life isn't like that. There's no guarantee of success. No one guaranteed our prosperity. So if you're going to go out and start a small business and you're going to try to seize that American dream, my hat's off to you. I salute you for raising your hand and stepping out there and say, okay, I have an idea. Follow me. It's easy to be employee number two. It's very difficult to be a number one and risk, sometimes your equity, sometimes put strain on your relationship, whatever, to achieve that dream. And ultimately, if it succeeds, it's worthwhile, right?
Excellent. Well, I want to say thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Matthew Buchholz, president of Federated Information Technologies, here with us in Leaders Portfolio. And of course, you can catch his interview at leadersportfolio.com. Also, we'll have a bio for him and a link to his company website for you. I want to thank these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. We really appreciate sponsors committed to leadership. I learn from these leaders, and I hope you learn from them as well. Also, remember, nominate a leader for the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards. We will be back after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.